allergies. More people complain of allergies than most any other single thing. It's one of the very prominent simple complaints of people in America, that most people complain of allergies and they don't know that they're complaining of an allergy. If you will look on page 10 of the syllabus, Health Emphasis Seminar syllabus, if you have the large book, it's on page 21, I think, isn't it? 20? Page 20? You will find there a list of symptoms of food sensitivities. Do you see that down toward the bottom? This list of food sensitivities includes a number of things you wouldn't think of as being food sensitivities. The first thing is that of learning disabilities and poor concentration. We had a lady one time who was sensitive to fats. She was a book salesman. She said in writing up her sales, she would often have to ask the person several times what the name was. The first name, then the last name, then the street address, then the number of the street, and it was very embarrassing to her. She said when she was young, she never had anything like that. She was a very clear-minded, good student in school. And now she was having such poor concentration that it was beginning to be very distressing to her. She wondered if she might not be losing her mind. When she went off fats, she immediately had a clearing of her sensorium and was able to remember whole telephone numbers, which she had not been able to do for a long time. She could remember not only the whole name, but a part of the address, too, without asking for more information. It was just amazing to her and very joyful producing. So we were astounded by what a great change she had had in her sensitivity, so we asked her if she would go back on fats to let us recheck her. She went back on fats for a week, again had the foggy feelings in the sensorium that she had had, so that convinced her, and she went off fats and has been off fats now for several years. We have found several people who would have a complete clearing of their poor concentration just by going off fats. But fats are not the only thing that can cause people to have poor concentration. There are a number of other things that also can. We had one little 13-year-old girl who had hyperactivity and poor concentration and very poor learning. She had never made a grade above a C, and most of her grades had been F. She had never made any single grade on a test above a 60, and most of them had been zero. She usually simply refused to even participate in tests, not even to write her name on a sheet of paper. Well, this little uncooperative, very unhappy little girl was put on a very strict diet, very regular schedule, and within 3 months, she was a model student in school. She started making 100s on her tests. She had a change around in the way that people related to her, and this poor little girl who had never had a friend in all of her life became a very popular little girl during high school. She has now finished college. And the last time I had any communication with her, she was getting married, something that I am sure she could not have done if she had certainly no hope of a successful marriage with the learning disabilities and behavioral problems that she had had prior to her going on a good diet. The second thing that you see in the list is that of skin problems, pallor, dark circles or bags under the eyes, acne, and various kinds of dermatitis. Now, these symptoms will often clear up dramatically too, but sometimes they require some weeks before they clear up. So the thing that the person should do is to eliminate the entire list of foods we generally feel are associated with food sensitivities, which you will see also on page 20, or if you have the little book, it's on page 10. the top 10 food groups causing food sensitivities. This list of food substances should be eliminated entirely. Now, this does mean cutting out. It does not mean cutting down. Many people feel that they have eliminated a food when they just cut down on it. And often a person will say, well, I don't use very much of that food. It could not possibly be the problem with my particular ailment. But cutting out that food may be the very thing that will totally eliminate their problem. Dark circles under the eyes, in my experience, have more often been associated with milk drinking. Bags under the eyes more often with fats. Now, if it is due to fats, then it takes about a month of being totally off all free fats. That would be margarine, mayonnaise, fried foods, cooking fats, salad oils, and the like. Now, the third thing is that of respiratory tract symptoms, coughs, colds, sore throat, sinusitis, and asthma. These are all clearly associated with food sensitivities in most instances. If a person has more than two or three colds every second, well, even every 5 years, then I start looking for a food sensitivity. Most people should avoid having more than one cold every 2 or 3 years. And if they're having more frequent colds than that, then you should look for a food sensitivity. What happens is that the food sensitivity reduces the resistance of the mucous membranes in the upper respiratory tract, and that encourages the invasion of infectious germs. Numbers 4 and 5 have to do with the genitourinary tract and cystitis and bedwetting in both adults and children are most frequently. 80% are due to food sensitivities. In bedwetting problems, if you eliminate all this group of foods up above here, this 10 groups of foods, you have an 80% chance of curing your bedwetting problem within a week. Now, once you have a dry bed, after eliminating this entire list, then you should start adding back the foods one every 5 to 7 days, one food every 5 to 7 days, until you get a wet bed again. When you get the wet bed, then you assume that the last thing that you have added back is the cause of the bedwetting. But in some children, it will not be so rapidly. That is, you will add something back, and it's 10 days later before they wet the bed from that thing, because sometimes it takes a little irritation of the genitourinary tract before it shows up as a bedwetting problem. Stuttering. Several cases of stuttering have been associated with milk sensitivities. Number 6, leg aches, growing pains, and restless legs. In my experience, coffee drinking has been the thing most likely to cause a problem, but any of the other things on the list could also do it. Growing pains in children, often due to a milk sensitivity. Number 7, backache, musculoskeletal symptoms, and arthritis. The book that we showed you by Norman Childers on Stop Arthritis, he goes into places where people get the nightshades that they would never expect, that they would have a problem with nightshades, such as in TV dinners that don't list potato starch, but potato starch is put in it as a thickening agent. And a lot of soups have potato starch as the thickening agent in it. They just may say thickening agent without telling you what kind of thickening agent it is, and you get a nightshade. Natural colorings are often either tomato or red pepper, the sweet peppers, sweet red peppers. And Norman Childers goes into that. And the person who has arthritis should make a thorough study of the subject of the nightshades, and one could do so by reading Norman Childers' books. Backaches, much more frequently than we would ordinarily think, is a backache due to a food sensitivity. Number 8 is headaches. tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, dizziness, and blurred vision. All of those are often associated with food sensitivities. Migraine headaches in some series, 80 to 85% of migraines have been stopped by using an elimination diet. Remove all those things, then the person stops having the headaches and start adding them back. But when you're dealing with migraines, if they have one migraine per month, you'll be several years before you can add them all back. So often a better way to do that is to keep a dietary diary and see when they get their migraines and what foods they were eating immediately the day or two prior to coming down with a migraine. And if you can see a pattern over several months, this may help you to have better control over their migraines. We had one lady who was sensitive to citrus fruits. She had two or three migraines a week. She lived in Florida. When we stopped her citrus fruits, she stopped having migraines. That was about 6 years ago, and she has had only two or three migraines since then, and they were due to the accidental ingestion of lemon juice in something that was just flavored with lemon juice, and that was sufficient to make her have a migraine headache. Number 9 is canker sores or aphthous ulcers. The aphthous ulcers can be due to dehydration, and if you feel an aphthous ulcer or a canker sore beginning, those are the sores that come on the inside of the mouth or on the tongue. If you feel one of these beginning, then you should start drinking water, one glassful of water every 10 minutes for an hour. And if you will do that, it will eliminate most cases of canker sores, not all of them. And we tell you in our little book called Natural Remedies how a number of other ways to treat the canker sores. Now, number 10 is indigestion, gas, constipation, food cravings, and the nausea of pregnancy. These nausea of pregnancy is in many cases due to milk products, milk and dairy products. Food cravings are often caused by being sensitive to some food. When somebody tells me, well, I would rather die than do without thus and such food, I generally say, you are sensitive to that food. Because if a person treasures a food more than he treasures life, then usually there's something abnormal about his craving for that.
I want to interrupt you there, and I guess it has been long in a way.
Okay, testimonial.
You were out there in February. You were there, I went strictly on the diet as close as I could. What you recommended. And basically, I had all of those symptoms, even though I had been analyzed for food sensitivity. And I've gotten back to a lot of them. But I've had most of those symptoms.
Yes. And how have you done?
There's a difference here, too.
Yes. It's often a dramatic change, so that that people who have been very uncomfortable with some symptom, just immediately they begin to notice a great change.
This has been an ACM production. Copyright 1985. All rights reserved. This cassette is protected by copyright and thus protected by federal law against all copying and duplication. It is unlawful to copy this cassette. For additional copies of this series, or other cassettes or books by Dr. Thrash, or for information regarding Yuchi Pines Institute and its various programs, please write to American Cassette Ministries, Post Office Box 922, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17108. If in a hurry, dial our nationwide toll-free watch line, 1-800-233-4450. In Pennsylvania, Hawaii, Alaska, or other countries, please call 1-717-652-7000. waiting to serve you. This is ACM. We're a nonprofit corporation helping prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ.